8:24 the time. Let's meet a couple of people who are working through the coronavirus. And one, well, this is unusual. This is really a one-off. It's affecting everything, this, at the moment, isn't it? Including some of our most ancient traditions. The new High Sheriff of Devon, Gerald Hine Hancock, has just been appointed. Probably the strangest circumstances through the 1,000-year history and more of the High Sheriff of Devon. Instead of the usual pomp and ceremony with local dignitaries, the incoming High Sheriff made his pledge of loyalty to Her Majesty the Queen and County on the telephone, entirely alone, standing in the sunshine, although I understand, High Sheriff, that you did wear your ceremonial garb. Morning.
Morning, Gordon. How are you?
Congratulations on your appointment.
Oh, thank you very much. 1,000 years it's been going on in Devon, so it's we're very determined that we wouldn't miss out on this occasion. Do you know what I wore? I wore tights, patent leather shoes, velvet knickerbockers, a long 18th century coat with cut steel buttons, and a sword.
This sounds like my normal Saturday night. So you were on the phone. Who were you on the phone to?
I was on the phone to a JP in Plymouth, the chair of the bench down there. It has to be witnessed by either a High Court judge or a JP. So we each had a copy of my declaration. I read it down the phone. She checked that it was what she had in her hand and signed it. She's now sent it to me, and at some stage we've got to make sure that all little bits of paper meet up. And at the same time, my under-sheriff, Philip Wolfgang, wearing his morning suit, looking extremely smart, did exactly the same from his home, read it to her, well, half an hour later, and she signed it and checked. So we're both now in post.
How wonderful. What is the... Please explain the main role or roles of the High Sheriff.
All right. It sounds a tiny bit pompous, but it says the actual phrase is that you lend active support to the principal organs of the Constitution. And that means the royal family. So you would help out with royal visits if the Lord Lieutenant wanted you to. You look after the judges' welfare. You liaise with the police, the prisons, the blue light services, local authorities, church groups, charities. It's to lend support and let people know that we care about them. And if there's anything we can do, large or small, then the High Sheriff can usually be involved.
I think a lot of people may recognise your name, Gerald Hine Hancock, because...
Haycock.
I beg your pardon. That was my slip. I beg your pardon. Because earlier we heard from Renee Wyndham, who has been a well-known face and voice on television, both with Westward TV, as it was, TSW, and BBC. I suspect you worked with her because you have a history in TV, don't you?
Yep, I was at Westward Television for 4 years during the Falklands War. I looked after a lot of ITN's defence stuff down here. And then I moved to Bristol and I presented Points West, which is their nightly TV program. And I did that we went for 3 years and stayed for 33, which wasn't a huge ambition, I must say.
Wow. And in your role as High Sheriff, just finally, if I may, Gerald, what will be the challenges during this outbreak?
Well, I'm going to use it. I've only been in post for 48 hours, and what I'm going to do is liaise with the heads of all the different organisations, letting them know that when we come out of this, whether it's the food bank or whether it's the 10 tours team or whether it's the border force or whether it's the judges themselves, let them know that I exist and what my name is, and that I will do anything I can to help them in their daily work.
Good luck to you in your role. A very challenging time, very unusual time. But I hope you're well, Gerald, and good luck to you, sir.
Okay, Gordon, thank you very much indeed.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
The new High Sheriff of Devon, Gerald Hine Haycock. Wow.